We're doing Avat Chesed. We'll dedicate our learning to Reuven ben Shmuel HaLevi. We had been learning about the Medrash on the Pasuk Milfanecha Mishpeti Yitzeh. David HaMelech asked Hashem, please judge me. God said, go have them judge you. David said, but you take bribes and they don't take bribes. Because by you, I could do tshuva and masim tovim. If I do tshuva and good deeds, then you change what you rule in your court above. And the courts down below, they don't take any bribes. So the Chafetz Chaim had left us with a question. If that's really part of what he deserves, so that's not a bribe. And if it's a bribe, because he doesn't deserve to have the din changed, so then why does Hashem accept it? Hashem wouldn't accept bribes. Ela biur ha'inyanu, the Chafetz Chaim said, but the explanation is as follows. That up above, there are two ways that Hashem treats us. Shashem itbach manhig be'enet olamo. Echad midat adin ve'echad midat ha'chesed v'rachamin. There are two ways in which Hashem judges us. One is justice. Hashem goes with the letter of the law. Another one is beyond the letter of the law, with kindness. V'yadu adechovato shel adam uzchuto la'atid lavo. And it's known that a person's obligation and his merits in the future talui lefi rov ha'mitzvah v'avonot sheyesh v'yadu. So that's going to depend on how many merits and demerits, how many, what he has up there. They keep account. Kmo shamu chazal, like our sages said, v'imrov mitzvot u'b'gedor tzadik. If on the count up above he has more mitzvot than the others, then he's a tzadik. V'imrov avonot, but if the majority are sins, u'b'gedor rasha. V'zeo mimelo muvan lechol maskrin, v'im Hashem tbach yoshev b'et ha'mishpat ha'kisei adin. We all know that if Hashem sits down to the letter of the law with us, as afilim yuzchu yotav merubin meod, even if he has many merits, yitzeh chayav mibetin shemala, he'll end up being found guilty above. Divadai daktekhu achar kol mitzvah, lirotim nesta mitzvah b'chol pratei akadin. Because if you're taking us to the letter of the law, then every mitzvah has details. And if we're going to be judged with the letter of the law, so who can say they did all the details correctly? We try, but how hard do we really try to get it exactly right? And there's also the part of the mitzvah which is not seen to the naked eye. What were you thinking when you did the mitzvah? Did a person give charity so that someone will see, so that his wife will think he's a nice guy, so that the guy who's collecting will think he's a nice guy? What was the thought behind the action? The way Hashem wants us to do mitzvot is with the love of Hashem, the awe of Hashem, the happiness that we're doing a mitzvah. So if we're going to get judged to the letter of the law, so then even the mitzvahs we do, we could get taken to task over. There are details to every mitzvah. Like in the work Sefer Charedim says, and just as it says in Ecclesiastes, ki et kol maaseh Elokim yaviv mishpat al kol ne'elam. In God's justice, He takes into account even the things that are not visible to the naked eye. So undoubtedly, they'll find many mitzvos up there that He didn't do the way He should have, and then they shouldn't count. So what will happen is that the sins will outnumber them. So if He's going to be judged to the letter of the law, most people up above would be called a rasha. Even if he did tshuva over certain things, that's what we mentioned 5 minutes ago. The Chafetz Chaim says it explicitly. In most cases, if they take us to task and they take apart our tshuva, it's not 100%. We try our best. We try, but we don't really try our best. And our tshuva is not perfect either. But if then God says, no, I won't take you to the letter of the law. I'll deal with you with kindness. I'll deal with you with mercy. Even though technically there's a huge difference whether a person did a mitzvah 100% or he was missing when he did it. Nonetheless, if you're dealing with someone with kindness, then you always find the merit. You know, it's like parents when you call them in for PTA. So they start saying, well, maybe, you know, I didn't sleep well the night before. We had, our next door neighbor had a fire. The cat had a virus. Parents always find something to explain why the kid's really not at fault. when you're dealing with someone with mercy, when you love someone, so then you look at the positive angles. And that's, by the way, part of one of the keys to Shalom Bayis. How do you approach what happens in the home? Do you approach it b'din? Wait a second. How does that add up? Or do you approach it with love? And if you approach it with love, the way you approach your kids, then you're 10 steps ahead of the game. So in heavens, if they treat us with chesed and rachamim, so then they'll find a reason and excuse why we didn't do things perfectly. And then our merits stand their ground. But if and sometimes even if the calculation is that we have more sins on our scale, if God deals with them with great mercy, complete mercy, so then some of the sins won't count. You could work the other way. You could say, you know, well, I didn't know I'd run into that. There are also excuses for why we did things that are wrong. And then, if you take those off the scale, then you have more merits. And then a person is called a tzaddik. And especially, if he repented for some of the things he did wrong, undoubtedly Hashem will accept that tshuva, even though it wasn't a complete tshuva. And where the Chafetz Chaim is leading us is that one of the ways we can get Hashem to view us compassionately is by us treating others compassionately. That's where he's headed. David HaMelech said, I know that when I do tshuva and I do good deeds, that's like a bride before you, Hashem. Then you take things into account with kindness and with mercy. So he's saying that's like a bride. And Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll pick up in the conclusion of his explanation, why is it fair and yet why is it called a bride? So that's where we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next time. Clear? Yeah?